Keep in mind, this is not a perfect world and nothing ever goes the way you think it's going to go. It's going to bounce all around. You're going to get screwed up. You're going to say, wait a minute, I didn't get all my audits done. I didn't get my summary. So you just have to realize that it never goes as planned. And this is the problem we have when we do coaching calls too, because we tell people this is the ideal order that you should shoot for. It will not go in that order. You can't let it set you off. You have to just kind of stay calm and just realize, like Derek said, you have to cover all these negatives at some point because they're not going to go away. They're going to still be there if you don't get the chance to mitigate them. So, when you're coming up on other things, you may have to stick a few more audits in there, here and there, before you do your pitch or your ask. Add a few more audits. So you're going to have to get to them eventually. Don't get caught up on the sequencing so much that you get inside your own head and you screw the whole thing up. Just remember, these are the things you want to do. They're all puzzle pieces. Fit them together in their due time.
That's why low stakes practice is so important. It's so important to practice because you're going to have this plan in your head, but if you can refer to the tools easily, because if you practice them, you're going to be a lot more comfortable in these high stakes negotiations.
People are accustomed to systems. They're accustomed to processes that are linear. You guys know by experience that negotiations are anything but linear. The best laid battle plans never survive first contact with the enemy. They just don't. And so instead of looking at the sequencing, and I wish we could come up with a better word, we probably need to noodle that a little bit. But you know that there are 3 to 5 black swans in every difficult conversation. That's 3 to 5 things that you don't know going in that you're likely to uncover, which means what? You can't be beholden to a process, or you can't be beholden to a goal or an objective that you're not willing to pivot on, that you're not willing to show flexibility in the moment. Because one little thing could change the outcome of the conversation. So instead of looking at this as a sequential linear process, the only thing about sequencing I want you to remember is them first, then you. That's the overall arching theme of sequencing. Them first, i.e., tactical empathy, then you. Your ask, your case in chief, your pitch, your agenda, your line in the sand. Otherwise, everything we're talking about is a backpack full of options. And you just have to know which option is appropriate for what portion of the communication between you and the counterpart.